This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
And with us in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Jody Beznoska, who is Vice President of Communications, Walton Arts Center. Welcome.
Thank you.
The season is winding down, not just the Artisphere Festival season, but the entire Walton Arts Center season.
Yeah, our fiscal year ends on June 30th.
Yes.
So just a couple more days, but we have quite a bit packed in to those couple of days.
Well, it's been a lot packed in the last...
For the last couple of months.
Yeah, I would say that too, for sure.
Tonight, the penultimate... appearance by musicians in the Artisphere Festival Orchestra.
Yes. Tonight, we will have the final concert of our chamber music series as part of Artisphere. And this will be an evening of clarinet and friends at the Mildred B. Cooper Chapel in Bella Vista. That's tonight. It's a 7 o'clock show. To be honest, I'm not sure if there are tickets left for that. Those have been really, really popular, so I would call the box office and check and see if there's a wait list.
Don't just show up.
Yeah, we've had some people... coming, and I think maybe once or twice we might not have been able to let them in because of the size of the hall. So give us a call at 443-5600 and check on that. But that's this evening, 7 o'clock concert. It features Amitai Vardi on clarinet and his friends. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure he played last year a clarinet concert up there. I heard it. It was really neat to hear clarinet in there. You know, you're used to hearing strings, and so it was great to hear that. So that's tonight at 7. And then tomorrow, I would say it's safe to assume that we end Artisphere with a bang, with our Russian Masterpieces concert with the Festival Orchestra. That also starts at 7 p.m., and it features two major pieces. The first is Rachmaninoff's Piano Concerto No. 2, which I have heard Katie refer to as Rock 2.
Yeah, if you're in the classical music circles, that's what you say.
That's
it's
what
the
you
Rock
say.
2.
It's Rock 2. And then I have also heard people, and that's going to feature Andrew Tyson on piano. And I have also heard people call the Tchaikovsky Symphony No. 5, I've heard them call that Czech 5 or something like that.
Five.
Yeah. So apparently, if you're in the know, these are really big symphonies. And Jason Smith, who's the general manager of the orchestra, yesterday described what happens when they play as a wall of sound with these particular pieces.
You know, Monday night we had the broadcast from Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art, and it wasn't the entire 80-plus member orchestra because it was Mozart.
Yeah.
But this is everybody. This is everybody
this
on stage.
This is everyone. This is big sound. These are from the Romantic period. On the edge of the Romantic period. These symphonies, and from my little knowledge of this, what this means is this was when composers were discovering what they could make with all these sounds. They were adding musicians. They were trying to beef up the sound to make it really, really big and really impressive and expressive. And a very different contrast from what you heard at the Mozart. You know, Mozart is very delicate and light and kind of chirpy, you know, in some ways.
Right.
This is going to be big and sweeping and lush and dramatic. And there, again, I'm not certain if there are many tickets left. You need to call the box office and check. It's been pretty popular this year, which is exciting for everybody. But it's a great way to end the festival and end the season.
You know, you think back, Artisphere didn't officially begin in the Furman Garner Performance Studio at KUA, but we like to say because Jamie Stone came in.
Yeah.
And remember, that was the first weekend of May. It was like the May 3rd.
Yeah.
It was chilly.
Yeah.
Or May 4th.
Snowing.
And Jamie Stone came in and they played. That seems like so long ago.
It does.
2 months. Yeah. But it does feel like forever ago.
But there's been a lot packed into that time, you know, all these different concerts and events and you know, what a great thing. I guess, you know, since it's the last couple days of the festival, I guess we should say thank you to everybody who makes it possible. I mean, the crew who works so hard and all the donors and the sponsors and everyone and the musicians who travel here. And it's just – and you guys for helping. It's just really remarkable how it happens.
Then after the Russians, there's one more event, the parody of 50 Shades of Grey.
That's correct.
Spank.
It's called Spank.
Saturday night.
That's an 8 o'clock show. That's very different. That will be kind of a great girls' night. We'll have special drinks in the lobby. And I believe once the show is over, you can come out and meet the characters. I think they come out afterwards, and you can do interviews and stuff.
And then now I know that a lot happens.
Yeah.
After that, I mean, the crew you spruce up the stage or whatever, but there isn't something inside for paying customers for a little bit.
Probably not until the Summer Jazz Series starts.
Which I think is... July 13th.
Yeah. You know,
Bob Dorham.
That's in Star Theater, yeah. I mean, a smaller venue.
Yeah, so maintenance of the stage and, you know, just cleaning up and getting ready for next season. And then the amp season is picking up as well. So
your box office will be open for that stuff. But you guys do shut down completely next week, don't
you? That's right. Well, there will be box office hours next week. I'm not sure which hours they are. You can check the website for that. But the administrative offices for WAC will be closed next week. And tomorrow we have a really big on sale for the amp. Alabama Shakes and Vampire Weekend.
Yes. Two big gets.
Very big gets.
For the amp.
It's
and those are in the fall, the shows themselves.
Yes, that's correct.
The tickets go on sale tomorrow.
That's correct.
Speaking of endings.
Yeah.
This is your last visit with us.
Yes, it is.
Aww.
Yes, it is. I was thinking about it. This morning I was trying to remember when I started coming to KUAF.
It was when PJ Rabowski was here.
And I was laughing to myself because I remember her offices are, you know, a couple doors down, and she used to stand behind her console keyboard. And so when you came in to do an interview, you would stand.
Right.
And she used to just throw stuff at me.
Like,
I never
literally?
Ever knew what she... Well, not literally, but sometimes it felt like that. I never knew what she was going to ask me. And so I was sort of, you know, tense and ready to go. And it was a riot. We would give tickets away, and we were... I don't remember why we started doing it, but it was such fun. And then when she left, we switched over to coming with you guys.
Yeah, because it was about the time she retired that I guess there was a little – we started The Daily Show before she retired. But not
yeah,
a few months
right
later,
months,
she sold
yeah.
the house and was and had moved.
Yeah.
So you've been with us – well, you've been part of The Daily Show since we started.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
And we're going to miss you.
Yeah, I'm going to miss you guys. This is always a fun – this is a fun thing, and I know that it's I know that it's heard. I know people hear it and listen to it because they come up to me all the time and say, "Oh, I heard about this great show."
I also feel like we should be saying goodbye to your dad, because doesn't he listen?
He does, and I hope he's listening. I hope he's listening today. But yeah, this is my dad lives in Florida, and this is one of his ways that he keeps in touch with his daughter. And so, yeah, Dad, I hope you're hearing.
What's his name?
His name is Russ.
Russ
Beznoska, yeah.
Russ, we say goodbye to you as well. Although, no, Russ, you can still tune in.
Yeah, of course.
You
can. Of course.
But,
and I want to say, Jody, I know that you've been with Walton Arts Center for...
8 years.
8 years.
Yeah.
Whatever you're doing next, you can know that you, I think, helped make Northwest Arkansas better. You came in at a time when Walton Arts Center was growing, and I think there's a lot of appreciation of what you've done.
Well, that's...
So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And thank you to everybody who's supported us and supported Walton Arts Center. It's been fun. Has been fun.
All right. Catch you somewhere?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. You're not getting rid of me just yet.
All right. Jody Beznoska is for a couple more days.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Oh, yeah. That's your line. I'm sorry. I took that from you. Go ahead, Christina.
For a couple of more days, Jody Beznoska is Vice President of Communications with the Walton Arts Center.